Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the Malacha of Moichik. We just started the Malacha of Moichik in last year, and we're continuing in this year number two on Moichik. We learned the last year that Shulchan Aruch paskins HaMoichik D'yoy Sha'al HaKlaf Oishayva Sha'al HaPinkos Im Yesh B'Mekoymoi Kedei Lichtoy Shteyoyseh Eschayiv. If you erase ink off a klaf, off a piece of parchment, in order to write something there, you are chayiv. That means even though you didn't erase letters or a tzura or a picture, you erased a blotch of ink. But since I'm erasing it in order to write on it, so the halacha is yechayiv. And we spoke out in last year, not only if you erase it a manas lichtoy, but also for a tikkun. If you erase the ledger, someone owes you money, erase that, that's also chayiv on Shabbos. And we ended off that if you have ink on the wall and you erase it, that is also. Now that has to be analyzed a little better. There's a big shailam. That's pashut, that if you erase letters off a wall or off your hand, you wrote a phone number on your skin, on your hand, on your arm, and now you want to erase it on Shabbos, that is asur, it's also midrabanan, because you are erasing the letters or numbers off your hand. What happens if you have a blotch of ink you were writing on before Shabbos, and you got some ink on your hand? Is it mutter to wash off the ink on Shabbos or not? So it's a big shaila. The Chai Adam writes in Hilchos Tiyos Yadayim, Klal Mem, Halacha Ches, that it's usur to clean off that ink on Shabbos, because it's a Meichik. It's a Ister Abonim, because I don't plan a writing on it, but it's Maisa, it does help me, and it's an Ister of Meichik, at least Midra Abonim. And therefore he says, you know, I'll do that on Shabbos. But there are other Paiskim, the Ksois HaShulchan, and others, they hold that it's mutter to do. And basically, they say it's like this, that there's no Ister Meichik, unless either you are erasing letters or words, or you are erasing something off a surface which is oimid l'ksiva. And therefore, if you have a piece of parchment, say if you erase letters, and say if you erase a blotch of ink, it's also to do it, even if you don't plan on writing it, because that's a mokrim that's oimid l'ksiva. But your arm or your hand, your skin, it's not oimid l'ksiva. So therefore, if it's not letters, and it's not a place oimid l'ksiva, it's not also to do it, it's mutter to do it. That's called cleaning, not called mechika. Because you have neither one is similar to erasing. Regular erasing is erasing a picture or a letter in order to write something. Here on your skin, if you have a blotch of ink, first of all, you're not erasing any letters. And second of all, it's not a place where it's usual to rewrite something. Therefore, those poskim hold that it's mutter to do. And that's the minhag ha'olam, that we are makel to wash off some ink off our hands. If you got ink, let's say someone went to a park and they got a stamp, and it could be the shaila, maybe of a chatzitza a little bit, by the Tiyos Adayim, and therefore on Shabbos, you see, you still have that stamp. It didn't come off in the shower. So these places can hold, it's mutter to rub it off. Avadi should do before Shabbos, because it's a big shaila. Chai Adam holds also at Tzvechika. But Lamai says, a lot of places can hold, it's mutter, and that's the minhag ha'olam to be mekel. So now, the shaila is, what happens to a wall? How do you down up a wall? If there's letters or a picture on the wall and I erase it, that's for sure a problem, because you're not allowed to erase a picture or letters, even if you don't plan on rewriting it. But here, just a blotch of ink on the wall. I want to wash that wall on Shabbos. Is it mutter or not? On one hand, you could say that it's not any letters, and it's also not a mokim or oimid l'ksiva. You don't write on a wall, so then it should be mutter. But maybe it is oimid l'ksiva, because people do write on the wall sometimes. They paint on the wall. So what's the status of the wall? So I found in the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, Chelik Zayin, Simon Kuf Rav Hei, he mamash handles the shayla. He says, shayla, tinuk shalichlich as a kaisel im tseva, a child made the wall dirty with tseva, with dye, or dyoy, or ink, he mutter la asirai de shushafa adachas, a mutter to clean us off on Shabbos. So he writes, tshuva, he writes that we handled about washing off your hands, and some people want to say, that's similar to washing off your hands. So he says, no, it's not similar. He says, for two reasons. First of all, he says that alfila bir halacha holds that any time you erase something, I'm not sakin, that's a mokkah to be chayiv, here it should be also the rabbanon. And then he says, mekomoka im nidanenu, Shaba'alma koisu adava oimid l'ksiva v'letzir. A wall is oimid l'ksiva and for pictures, k'mashiroyim v'chutzois for rechayvois. People write, you know, on the street, graffiti, I guess. Shakoisu mefarsu moidaos al tzad koisu. People write moidaos on the wall, apain l'chutz, v'af tzad koisu v'fnim, k'shemokam shirab moim v'sham. They write on it. And therefore he holds, there's no mokam to makel to clean the wall, even though the minig is l'hakel, when it's your skin, to clean off the blotch of ink, but on a wall, it's also the blotch of ink. So to recap, if you have letters or words or pictures on your skin, it's also to take that off on Shabbos. But if it's just a blotch of ink, it's a machlokes, chai odom holds aser, but a lot of places holds mutter, and the minig is lahakel, and it comes to a wall, there, lekuli ambi aser, because that might be mokam, ma'imid l'ksiva.